It's the post-match show after Liverpool lose 3-1 at Real Madrid. To go through all that, I'm John Gibbons, if I didn't say, and I've got Andy Heat and Josh Sexton, and I'll start with you, Ben Johnson. They're not out the tie, yeah, but they did the best to try.
Yeah, this Madrid team aren't that good that it's dead. Do you know what I mean? That said, first half, Liverpool were fucking dire. And you can't throw performances like that in at this level. You can do that in the Premier League and maybe get away with it and then play. But at this level against a team as wily as them, they're not the best. They're not the best version of themselves, but they know the way. They know how to plot the way through a game. Liverpool were so poor first half, and you know it's easy to point fingers at the defenders, but there's no pressure in midfield anywhere on the pitch. The forwards aren't in it. The shape's all over the place, and it was easy. You know, and I think the thing that's frustrating is the goals are almost gifts. You know, it's a long ball, it's a straight ball, and you can say, okay, Phillips gets done by one ball over the top. Yeah, but that's Cruz with half an hour to pick his pass, and that happened twice. And I think that's the thing that just leaves a bad taste, is if Liverpool had been anywhere near, not even the best, anywhere near 7 out of 10, they'd have done all right on that side. They'd have got out of there with a draw at least. And I think the frustrating thing is they've almost done the best of the last of the game, as you say. Can we come back from it? Yeah, stranger things have happened. You'd fucking love Kraus to be in there because you'd almost say that's a given.
Yeah.
You know, you'd fancy it. With no crowds, are this version of this Liverpool team good enough to not concede against Madrid? I'm not sure. So I think they're going to have to make something mad happen. I think they're going to have to win by a mad score. Fucking 4-1, 5-2, something scatty. Because I don't see us controlling the game and stopping them from just plotting a chance. But they're good. That's just picking the way through a match. They find a way to play well in little 10-minute spells when the game's on the cusp. You know, Liverpool scored 2-1. You think, yeah, we're going to come back in this. We didn't touch the ball for 15 minutes. They scored. That's what Liverpool were great at last season, doing enough in games to win. I've said to Neil on Hot Mic before, how many games did you come out of last year whereby the opposition fans said, oh, we were unlucky there?
Yeah.
It happens every fucking week. Well, there's a reason. Liverpool was so good at planning how to win a game. Right, 10 minutes, let's go. We win this year, we score. They've just done that to us tonight. And you can't imagine that they won't do that next week. And so the flip side of it is, how confident am I that we're going to get through? I'm not, to be honest with you. I think it'll take something miraculous from Liverpool. They can do it, but will they do it? I'm not sure.